His wedding. Ayrev Tov Rabotai. So, just to wrap up this sugya of Ne'emanut and getting to the underpinnings of Halakha Lema'aseh. We spoke about the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is a pretty long siman Kuf Yutet, that speaks about that a person cannot have Ne'emanut on something that he doesn't keep himself. That's, you know, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty hypocritical. You can't be believed for something that you yourself don't keep. Therefore, it's quite clear that if there's a person who doesn't keep kashrut, whether on a deoraita level or on the derabanan level, or whatever it is, he's not ne'eman for that thing. And if a person completely disregards dine kashrut on the deoraitas and on the derabanans, bevaday has zero ne'emanut on kashrut. Because how can you be ne'eman for something that you disregard? That's with regards to that. But like we said last time, if a person, that's by that specific thing. Or, let's say a person is, it doesn't only work by kashrut. A person that is chashud on that specific avera is not ne'eman to attest for heter, for a like situation. Understand? A person who's parut ba'arayot can't be an ed for Edut Isha is a little bit different, but for other things, not because necessarily it's pasul edut, but because it's chashud le'oto davar. Therefore, he's not ne'eman in that, we'll call that in that area, he's not ne'eman. Now, if a person is chashud in a different area, let's say like we said last night, a person is chashud in gneva, a person is chashud in who knows what, bar minan, bo'el arayot, or whatever it is he ne'eman with regards to kashrut? If he has a chizkat kashrut in, meaning, ma'achalot asurot, then he's okay. It still doesn't pass on him. There's only two avirot, everybody knows, that make a person a mumar. There's two kinds of mumarim. Mumar is a person who disregards certain mitzvot of the Torah. There's something that's called mumar ledavar echad, which means a person is, you know, mumar for that thing. Then there's something that's called mumar lechol haTorah kula, which means a person doesn't keep anything. There's two avirot that make a person, even if a person just does these two avirot, or one of these, any one of these two avirot, it makes a mumar lechol haTorah kula. Ve'elohem, Shabbat, and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, bevadai, no shayla, why? Kofir ba'kadosh baruch hu. If a person's kofir ba'kadosh baruch hu, so become a mash, like a goy, dino ke'akum. Lechol dvarav. Shabbat, interestingly, Chazal made Chilun Shabbat like Avodat Kochavim, so much so, because a person who's Mechalen Shabbat is Kofir, b'ma'aseh bereshit, Kofir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Because if you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, then you should be keeping Shabbat. Now here's the story. That being said, be'emet, even if a person keeps Kashrut, strictly speaking, even if a person keeps Kashrut, but he's Oved Avodah Zarah and or Mechalen Shabbat, what should his status be with regards to Ne'emanut about Kashrut Ma'achalim? Should be Pasul. Why? Because that makes him Umar Lechol HaTorah. If it was something else, any other Avera, okay, not that it's okay, but he doesn't lose his Ne'emanut for Kashrut Ma'achalim. But if it's something like Avodah Zarah or Chilun Shabbat, that makes him Umar Lechol HaTorah Kula. It's a very big thing. You know, sometimes people downplay, unfortunately. We're going to speak about soon Bizman Hazeh, but you know, Chazal weren't joking when they said a person Mechalen Shabbat Dino Kegoy. It's a Gemara Meforeshet. It's a halacha. In the Rambam, last halacha in Hilchot Shabbat, in the Rambam, Manan HaShulchan Aruch also brings down, a person has to be very careful. Dino Ke'akum, which means, again, a Mechalen Shabbat is not a Goy. A Jew can never become a goy. Yisrael afal pi shechata Yisrael hu, that we know. But what? Chazal imposed dinim of a goy on him, which means that he's not mitzteref laminyan. He can't be ole la Torah. Maga'o b'yayin. If he touches wine, if he pours wine, he makes it yayin nesech. All sorts of things that are imposed. We give him halachot of a goy because the chachamim wanted to make a statement. You know, I've said this many times before. I don't know about here, but it's important to realize sometimes, especially in this generation, people kind of downplay Chilun Shabbat, and it's, you know, we're not as sensitive to it as probably we should be, and as they were in previous generations. But you have to understand that if Chazal took the, now Avodah Zarah, everybody understands why Chazal had to be machmir. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is really, that's a red line. people don't usually look at Shabbat, Chilul Shabbat as a red line, you know that? Just what? The Chachamim wanted to impress upon people the severity of Chilul Shabbat, and that's why I said it's tantamount to Avodah Zarah. It makes a dino ke'akum because it's so terrible. It's mamash kofir b'ma'aseh b'reshit. So because of that, you know, dino ke'akum, he loses all credibility whatsoever. Even if he keeps everything else, if he's mechalel Shabbat, ma la'asot, dino ke'mumar l'chol ha'Torah kula. Now here's the issue. Interestingly enough, in general, in the times of Chazal, when a person was mechalel Shabbat, that's rock bottom. He would probably be mechalel everything else as well. Chilul Shabbat was like was the rock bottom. There's no, you can't go any deeper, and it's like a siman or siba. Chilul Shabbat is a siman that he's just completely, you know, gone from everything else. Nowadays, there's a very interesting phenomenon. What's the phenomenon nowadays? That you can have Jews who are shomer Torah mitzvot in many other aspects. They can keep kashrut and tahorah and pray b'tzibur, even maybe learn a little bit, yes or no. They could do a lot of things, a lot of shmirat mitzvot, but when it comes to Shabbat, it's kind of the reverse, which means they're doing everything else but being mechalel to Shabbat. Now again, that doesn't make the Chilul Shabbat more acceptable. It's totally unacceptable. We're not here to condone Chilul Shabbat. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. You know the famous story with Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, the first time he was walking in Radin one Shabbat by Mincha, and he saw a Jewish factory open. Ma'asa? He fainted. On the spot, he fainted. So, the next week he was walking by, or a few weeks later he was walking by, and he saw a Jew smoking a cigarette, and he burst into tears. He started crying. Says Tamidim asked him, Rabbi Meikara, my kasavar, lebasof my kasavar. First time you saw it, you fainted. Now you're crying, what happened? So he says, I'll explain to you. I'm crying that I didn't faint. What did he mean to say? A little bit desensitized to Chilul Shabbat, and that's, for the Chafetz Chaim, that was tragic. What are we going to say? So you could say, now, you could say, no, 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 you know what I'm saying? Oh, very bad Chilul Shabbat, but what? Does it do anything? Does it tug at your heartstrings? Does it tug at your neshama that, oh! Now, even I'm not talking about making mecha'ot and screaming Shabbos. Forget about that. But inside, what does it do to you? Do you know what I'm talking about? When you see Chilul Shabbat, first of all, you're not allowed to look at Chilul Shabbat. You know that. You're supposed to look away. First of all, you're not allowed to look at the person himself because asur listakel bifnei rasha. And second of all, you're not allowed to look at a Jew who's in the middle of doing an avera. You have to look away. Unless you're being me'id or being matre or whatever it is, you shouldn't look. If you happen to see a person being mechalel Shabbat, you look away. You're not supposed to, because it's bad for the neshama. It's like it desensitizes you. Look away. And if you happen to see it, it should, for a person with a neshama teorah, it should eat away you. It should cause this, you know, in America, it's a little bit better because most of the Chilul Shabbat that's going on is Alide Goyim anyway. Okay, Meseder. Sometimes you go to Eretz Yisrael and you go to like a majority non-religious city. Let's say I've been in Tel Aviv for Shabbat before. You know how painful it is to be in Tel Aviv for Shabbat? Or like in any other non-religious city? Kills me. You walk, ki'ilu it's Yom Chol. And it's Jews, Yehudim. Koev. It's supposed to hurt a person. Aval ma, manasot. You know, that's what it is. What do you want to say? Hmm? You want to say something?
If this person says Kaddish, can you answer?
I'll get there, Mizat Hashem. By the way, you know Tel Aviv used to be a very firm city. You know that? The very... Before him. You know, most of the huge Hasiduyot in Eretz Yisrael today, Ger, Belz, and they, when they came from Europe after the war, they started in Tel Aviv. You know that? They moved out afterwards. You know why the Ger Rebbe took up... Belz. You know why he came to Tel Aviv? He wanted Davka to start in Tel Aviv because Tel Aviv is the only... Tel Aviv doesn't have any churches. Yeah. As opposed to Yerushalayim. But anyway, it used to be a frum city. It changed, obviously, demographics changed a lot. But, you know, realize it's supposed to be painful. Yeah, go ahead.
What about something like the Chabad Chaim said that someone who doesn't know all of the Chabad, can then, break Shabbat every week? Is that, I know it's not the same thing.
There's a very big
deal. I know, but I'm saying, like, do we factor that into the understanding of, you know, technically I'm not fully...
We're talking about Mechalel Shabbat Beferhesia. talking about a person who's mechalin Shabbat b'mezid b'farhesia. Doesn't get lower than that. You know what I'm saying? So a person like, so it's a very interesting phenomenon in this generation. So what do you do with a person like that? They keep everything else. And let's say he keeps kashrut. There's many people, especially among Sfaradim, you know, Shabbat, you know, wishy-washy by some people, but kashrut, no, you'll never catch him dead with nevelot u'terefot in the house, nahon? Maybe some different people have different standards of kashrut. They keep one standard in the house, one standard outside when they go to restaurants, another standard when they go to the cousin. You know, there's different, you know, fish and not meat, you know, vegetables and not fish. Every place has their own teuda, you know what I'm saying? Their own standards. But at least in the house, or you can even have people who are makpid on kashrut kamehadrin, everywhere they go. They won't touch something without a good hashgacha v'zeh, aval mechalelim Shabbat. There are such barriers, nechon? There's creatures like that, mala asot. So what do you do? Where's their ne'emanut? Inevitably, you get invited over. Ki'en bayit asher en sham, you know, in some family, in some family, friend, something, there's going to be mechalelim Shabbat. Mata aseh. That's, unfortunately, that's where we are. We're in the generation of Mashiach. Be'ezrat Hashem, everybody's going to be chozer b'tshuva shlema. Aval ma? What do you do? It could be a grandmother, it could be an aunt, uncle, cousin, lom shane. You get invited over, and that's the story. So now, if they're completely secular, they are mechalel shabbatot, no kashrut, no klum. There's no ne'emanut. Nothing you can do. And even if, you know, sometimes there's a guilty conscience, factor that they're going to feel bad, and what are they going to say? Our first and foremost allegiance and loyalty is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadosha. That's for, if we're able, if halacha in certain situations. Now, if halacha allows for, you know, being mekel in certain situations, we'll take it. But en chokhma ven tevunan neged Hashem, which means if it's asur, it's asur. What about his feelings? Sometimes people don't understand. If Chazal made a gzera that Mechalen Shabbat dino kegoy, don't you think Chazal factored in that his feelings are going to be hurt? Lo mitzteref laminyan, he makes yain nesech v'zeh. It's hurtful, no? You think Chazal didn't know that? Elama. It's exactly the point. They're trying to drive a point home. You're acting in a manner that's unacceptable, and you have to be chozer b'tshuva. There's nothing personal. We love you. We just hate your avonot, malasot. Yeah, so. Even if you're going to be hurt. Sometimes it's happened that, you know, you're in a situation where a mechalen Shabbat beferhesia mamash, and I'll get to certain kulot on this, but a mechalen Shabbat beferhesia pours a glass of non-mevushan wine, and he gives it to you at a simcha or whatever. Sometimes you go to say mazal tov, and he pours you a glass of wine. So sometimes you can wing it. No, you know, I don't like wine. I'm on the tebayak. But what happens if the guy, if you can't wing it, and the guy says, well, why are you not drinking my wine? Is it because I'm a Mechalel Shabbat? If you know enough to ask that question, then you should be keeping Shabbat and I don't feel bad for you. You understand what I'm saying? Then it already means that you know you're doing b'mitkaven, ma ta'oseh. And then you have ta'anot on me that I don't drink your wine? You're a Mechalel Shabbat, not me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm doing something wrong. Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. Ya Habibi, it's all together. Ma ta'omer? Yeah? This is part of my derech eretz. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes they talk to you in that language and getting you in this.
Gaslight you.
Huh?
They gaslight you. You feel like you're doing it.
Baba, it's you. It's not me. Now, not to say that there aren't kulot. I'm going to introduce you to the kulot in a second. But let's get back to our bria over here. The guy who's shomer everything. And you know, let's say you have, there's many families like that, and you've seen them. It's not like they're putting on a show. They really keep kashrut. You know. Right, let's say you spot check them or whatever it is, and you know they really keep kashrut. But the mechalel shabbatot, and they invite you over, or there's a simcha, or shabbat meal, or whatever it is. What do you do? So, we have to factor in something else that the poskim say. Maran Zichron Baruch has a famous tshuva about how to view mechalel shabbatot bizmanenu. It's in Yabi Omer, Chilek Aleph, Yored De'a, Siman Yud Aleph. Over there, he's talking about the dinim of Yain Nesech. There's a concept in halacha called nitzok kimchubar, which means when something is poured with a direct stream, not only is the stream asur, but anything that the stream is connected to, i.e., what's left in the bottle, becomes asur as well. And that's the halacha by goyim. Maran Zichron Bracha has a tshuva discussing whether or not that din extends to like goyim, yani mechalele Shabbatot. Now, lahalacha he comes out that lahalacha on maase. This halacha of nitzokim chubar only applies to goyim mamash, only to goyim mamash. But by mechalel Shabbat lahalacha, what's only he brings many many poskim who reaffirm this. Only what he pours into the cup is asur, but what remains in the bottle is hetir gamur. V'chin halacha lemaase lidat maran zichron bracha lasfaradim. That it's a machloket poskim, but that's how we hold. Which means, let's say you have the worst kind of mechalel Shabbat. Le'achis, he doesn't care, and he's doing it b'mezid and to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm saying? The worst kind. Even so, unlike a goy, what's the halacha by a goy who pours a bottle of non-mevushal wine? What he poured is asur, plus what? Whatever's left in the bottle is also asur. By mechalel Shabbat, in dino ken. Only what he pours is asur, the rest of the bottle is mutar. Now, he goes off on a tangent in the tshuva and says, by the way, what constitutes mechalel Shabbat that makes wine asur? Now, mechalel Shabbat's got to be done b'mezid, not b'shogeg. It's got to be done b'farhese. It brings down machloket aposkim. What does b'farhesia mean? Machloket achanonim. Is b'farhesia in a place, everybody agrees b'farhesia is 10 Jews. What is b'farhesia? In a place where 10 Jews do see you or have the potential to see you? Nafkamina. Let's say he only drives down the street, Main Street, Middle Neck Road, whatever it is, only at 4 in the morning, or only at 2 in the morning, when there's not 10 Jews in the street. There's a potential, he's driving a place where 10 Jews could see him, but right now there's not. And he's very careful that every time he drives, 10 Jews don't see him. He's makpid. And that would be the nafkamina ledina. La'alacha we hold that it has to be 10 Jews who actually saw him. Now, birvot hayamim, the more a person drives on Shabbat, what eventually is going to happen? You can assume for sure that what? There's at least one time that 10 Jews saw him at once. That's inevitable. It's going to happen. But that would be the nafkamina ledina. Now, there's a chidush, some achanonei zmaninu, including the Binyan Tzion, Maran Zichron Bracha brings down in Yabia Omer, Agon Chaim Tzion brings down in Ole Tzion, Mechalele Shabbat Bizmaninu. Now, what does that mean? What are modern day Mechalele Shabbatot? And Poskim explain that Mechalele, they don't make Mechalele Shabbat like they used to. They used to be very frum Mechalele Shabbat. You know what I mean by very frum? Very ideological Mechalele Shabbatot. In the olden days, to be Mechalel Shabbat was so unheard of, and when it was done as an act of prikat ol, removing the yoke of heaven, rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, as the generations went on, from about 150 years ago until today, most people, the vast majority of Mechalel Shabbatot today, aren't doing it from a place of mezid, rebellion, kfira, meaning denial in the fact, heresy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. It's either ignorance, they grew up in a situation where they don't know any better, and this is those were the culture they were brought up in. And even for people that were brought up in a more traditional setting, more traditional environment, maybe there wasn't such an emphasis on the importance of Chilul Shabbat, to the extent that what? Many Mechalele Shabbatot today aren't necessarily kofir b'ma'ase bereshit. The only reason why Mechalel Shabbat dino kegoy is why? Because it's an act of showing that he's kofir b'ma'ase bereshit. What happens if the Mechalel Shabbat makes kiddush on Shabbat? He says, V'ichulu ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz v'chol tzeva'am. V'ichal Elohim b'yom ha-shevi'im melachto asher asa. It says kiddush. Or Mechalel Shabbat comes to shul and he prays on Shabbat. He comes to shul and he's... Obviously, it's misguided, but he's mechalel Shabbat in order to come to shul to do what? Litpalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hear Kriyat HaTorah, which means that what? If he was kofir b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maaseh Bereshit, he wouldn't be there. He wouldn't be making kiddush. He wouldn't come to shul. Not to condone it, chas v'shalom. So over there, the Binyan Tzion, he was mechadesh such a svara that such a person does not have the halacha of mechalel Shabbat dino kegoy. It's a very, very big kula. We don't find that in the earlier Acharonim, certainly not in the Rishonim. But it's also a mitziut that didn't really exist until you know, about 150 years ago. Like I told you, in olden days, Chilul Shabbat was an act of Yad Ramah, you know, rebellion. Nowadays, it's not really like that. But most, there are people, for instance, can you have a real, you know, real McCoy, ironclad Mechalel Shabbat that's really doing, for instance, what? Shana Ufilesh. You know what that means? A guy, Shalom Yedidi.
Shalom
Yedidi, Shalom Bracha. Baruch Abba. Now, so, Yishtabach Shem, Ozei Yehudi Tov. Now, anyway, so, let's say a guy was in yeshiva. He grew up from whatever, Bar Minan, something happened, he went off the derech. And now it's not like he doesn't know, he knows the halachot, he just pashut doesn't care, and he's. It's not like he wasn't exposed, it's not like he grew up in a kibbutz, it's not like he grew up. He knows. That's really bad. Shana ufiresh kashe mikulan, a person who learned and left the fold, is the worst of all. But most mechalel Shabbatot in general, not like that. There are those as well. But most mechalel Shabbatot, the ones, like we said, the ones that make kiddush. And guess what? Even a guy went to yeshiva and went off the derech, and now he's mechalel Shabbat, he could still be making kiddush. You know? There's no rhyme or reason anymore. You know what I'm talking about? There's so many different kinds and categories of Jews, and on the derech, and partially on the derech, and traditional, and orthodox, and ultra-orthodox, and modern orthodox, and off the derech, and partially on the derech, and tiptoeing around the derech. You know, there's so many. It's hard to really know. You have to. So over there, that kind of person, he does not make yain yain nesech. He's mitzteref leminyan. If you have no other people kasher, he could be mitzteref leminyan and be olel Torah. That kind of mechalel Shabbat. Chamin Tzion also brings down another thing. If he's mitbayesh lechalel Shabbat bifne adam gadol, sometimes even if he doesn't make kiddush, but let's say the people who drive to shul, if they would see the chacham, they would see the rav, they would see somebody chashuv, they would be ashamed to park right in front of the shul. They park a few blocks down. Why do they park a few blocks down? Busha. Oh, zetov. What does that show? You're not doing it to rebel. You're not doing it. You're doing it b'mezid, but you're doing it with a busha, and you're doing it in order to, especially if he's coming to shul, whatever. That also, Gaon Or Tzion explains that's part of the non mechalin Shabbat dino kegoy. So over there, and that kind of person who be'emet keeps kashrut, and there are many of those, and you know for a fact he's shomer kashrut over there. If you spot checked him a few times, or if you know firsthand from other family members who checked on him, whatever. They do have ne'emanut negabei kashrut. We do not consider them losing all ne'emanut because of this. Betziruf all those poskim. Now again, it's a very bekula. You have to use your judgment. Sometimes, I've had situations where I had to go to family in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbatot or whatever it was, and they're mechalin Shabbat, and I didn't rely on it because of other things. Because even when they say they keep kashrut, keeping kashrut is a very, you know, keeping kashrut isn't only about buying kosher meat, but about basar v'chalav. You know, you'd be surprised how many people who claim they keep kashrut have no clue about dine basar b'chalav. So their oven may be treif, their kelim, their, you know what I'm talking about? There could be so many other things. When we say keeping kashrut, you have to know that they mamash, they know basic, I'm not saying all the time bet yosef, but at least kosher meat, they know the difference between basar b'chalav, bishul akum, they know these. If you don't know, then assume nothing. What I've done in those situations is I said, you want me to come over Shabbat? It was family. I said, I would love to come over Shabbat, but these are certain issues. Would you mind if we went shopping together and I kashered your oven before Shabbat? I would self-clean their oven. All, what do you call it? Chat pa'ami. All disposable dishes and plates and whatever. And I'll kasher the oven and we'll go shopping together. I'll buy the, and then we'll do it. And if be'emet they want you over, they're not going to get insulted. They get that's what you. But again, if they would have said no, I wouldn't have gone. Or if I would have gone, I wouldn't have eaten. Because be'emet halacha dictates that I can't. Mani ase. You want to ask something?
Would there be a difference between, because I've met a lot of these people that like, they just don't do it because they don't do it. But they make kiddush, they know that it's halacha.
You're talking about Shabbat?
Shabbat. But it's
what about
that,
kashrut?
But I'm saying, this specific Shabbat. Okay. Kashrut and that they keep. But certain aspects of Shabbat, it's not because they're anti, that they even are kofar bedetting, and they just, like, it's very hard for them, they're not going to do it.
They don't know?
They know, but it's okay. Very hard for them, they're not going to do it. But
convenience.
They don't deny it. They know that it's right, they know they're doing something wrong.
So he makes kiddush.
He makes kiddush versus someone who's let's say, conservative or reform, that okay,
that's already being
Kiddush, but their version, it's their version of,
that's a totally different animal.
That's totally
different. Zevadai in shum safek ba'olam, because over there they're doing beshita. Understand? Mm-hmm. When a person's non-religious, he's not being non-religious, unless he's being non-religious beshita, which is mamash kofir b'ma'ase bereshit, then he's out. Conservative and reform, when they're doing it, they have a shita in doing this. That already makes him rasha mamash. So over there he has zero ne'emanut. B'vaday in shum safek ba'olam. Kiddush. Maza kiddush? Who are you saying kiddush to? You have what I'm saying? You're saying, you're being mechalen Shabbat b'shita, that this is the way that Hashem wants you to act? That's not my religion. You have zero ne'emanut. It's totally different than a chiloni. And even not chiloni, even let's say masorti, you know, the traditional with like quirks, you know what I'm saying? Traditional, but we do this, or they make kiddush with the TV on, you know what I'm saying? In the middle of kiddush, goal! You know, like, you know what I'm talking about? There's so many different kinds of Shem Yisrael. That's why we need Mashiach. But this is part of the thing. You want to add something?
No.
So, Rabotai, this is it. So you have to really use those klanim. There's no one size fits all. There are rules. There are formulas. You have to apply those rules and formulas to the situation in front of you, and you got to call it like it is. And if really be'emet halacha does not afford that person with ne'emanut, say you don't eat. There's worse things in life. You know what I'm saying? Be diplomatic. Be sensitive. But if push comes to shove and the guy gets insulted, don't forget it's not your fault.